It's been more than 3 months since California's most destructive wildfire killed 85 people and incinerated much of the Northern California town of Paradise. Some 14,000 homes were destroyed. Some people displaced by what's known as the Camp Fire had been living in RVs on their burned-out properties. But this month, the Paradise Town Council voted to no longer allow residents to do that. They worry that doing so would put the $1.7 billion in federal debris cleanup aid from FEMA in jeopardy. At least a few of those residents, displaced for a second time now, have moved their trailers to the parking lot of one of the few buildings still standing after the fire, the Paradise Alliance Church. Melissa Boutel helps run that church. She's an assistant to the pastor. She's been helping to organize the campers there, and she also lost her home in the campfire. Melissa, thanks so much for being here, and we're sorry about everything you've been going through.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have some displaced people living in your church parking lot. How are those folks holding up? What's their daily life been like?
You know, it's been a little bit different than we expected. We waited. They got it going within a few days. And right now, we have security out there. We have porta potties out there. And we only have three trailers, actually. And I think one of them is the camp host. So we honestly don't know why there aren't more there. We certainly get a lot of calls from people wanting to park there, but we have to direct them to the county. They have to be vetted through the county, which means that they have to have been allowed to be on their property in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a difficult situation. The people that are out there just keep to themselves. I honestly haven't seen them. It's cold and it's rainy and it's wet and I don't hear generators out there. So I feel bad for them. But it is a little bit interesting just that we don't have so many people out there considering the ordinance had been changed.
Well, many others are waiting to go back until their property is clean. Debris removal has just begun. It'll be one of the largest debris removal projects since 9/11 at Ground Zero in New York City. I've reported from Paradise. I was recently up there, and the task ahead is just daunting. I mean, so much of the area
Yes.
is destroyed that removing that debris, some of it possibly toxic, is expected to take Mm-hmm. months. Are people frustrated that that removal process isn't moving faster, or is it just being accepted as part of the fallout from this devastating fire?
I don't think they're frustrated yet. I would imagine as months wear on and people still haven't seen their property cleaned, that that will wear on them. For myself personally, having the property cleared, I think, is another sense of loss because there's not a place for me to go back to where it resembles my home at all. I have seen a couple of lots that are cleared and it's just dirt. And I think that, again, that will bring more loss as more trees come down and I go back to my property and the beautiful tree line between my neighbors and I is now just laying across my front yard. That creates another sense of loss. So right now people are okay, I would say.
Melissa, you lost your home in Paradise. You have three kids and a husband. You're now living in nearby Chico, but everything's been turned upside down in terms of school and work and commute. How are you guys doing?
Generally okay. There was definitely an adjustment period when you live in a home for 13 years and we had just an incredible network of friends in our neighborhood and all of a sudden everything you know is gone and different. And I guess that's something I wish people could understand because, you know, there's a sense of you're forgotten here and we understand that that's how that goes. But in an instant, not only were people fleeing for their lives and experiencing a sense of trauma for hours as they tried to get away from the fire, then, you know, within hours, for, you know, we had the potential to lose our home, our job, our church, our children's schools. I mean, it was everything. So we have an apartment and we feel very fortunate because not everybody has that. And even though my son sleeps on the floor, that's okay because we're not in a camper. I still have my job and my church. Mm-hmm. My kids' school definitely looks different, and that's an adjustment. But we, on the day-to-day, are doing well. Some days, I drive to Paradise every day to go to work, and so some days I'll cry, and some days I won't. It just depends on the day and kind of on how we're doing.
Melissa, people I've talked with are kind of mixed on rebuilding. Some are passionate about wanting to rebuild. Others are saying, I'm out of here. I'm going to move out of town, out of the area. Others have said, look, this is a, you know, an important time to hit pause and look hard at what kind of rebuilt Paradise should look like in terms of safety and affordability. Is that larger conversation about the town's future happening now, or are people just caught up in daily survival?
No, it just started. So there was a foundation, a local foundation that funded the town of Paradise in order to have a company come in called UDA. And they're out of Pennsylvania. And this is what they do. They redevelop towns or new housing projects or whatever it is. And so they just had their first meeting this past Friday. They were expecting, it was at 10 a.m. It was at our church. And they were expecting maybe 300 people. And I think about 700 people came, which is amazing considering a lot of people were at work and it was up in Paradise. And so what they did was, you know, they kind of explained what they're about, but then they did small groups and they did pullouts where people could talk about what are the good things about Paradise in the past and what are the challenges and or the opportunities. And so just the first of many of those conversations are beginning to happen, but it's neat that the town is included. And people came back over to the office after the meeting and really were very favorable about how it went, which is good because sometimes when you are dealing with town council, some people don't have favorable attitudes toward them. So to have them all working together and feeling good about the process was important.
The start of a long conversation, a long process.
Yes. Yes.
Melissa Boutel is a staff member at the Paradise Alliance Church in the destroyed town of Paradise, California. Melissa, thanks so much and good luck to you and your family.
Thank you for having me.